Welcome to The Healing Womb, our telemeditation and podcast healing circle, a sacred space and time we choose to gather and connect to the wholeness of who we are and to each other as we journey through life just as it is, moment by moment, breath by breath. Who are our wombmates? We are Abby, Anita, Anne, may her memory be for blessing. Anne Marie, Carol, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Ernestine, Gail, Hannah, Jacqueline, Jill, Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Miranda, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Sherry, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. Welcome to everyone joining our call, whose name I've not invoked, and whoever is listening to this podcast. Yesterday was Halloween. Something disturbing happened to me. Not ghoulish, but certainly disquieting. My internet access failed. No matter how hard I tried, no matter what switch I flipped, no matter how many times I turned my computer off and on, I could not gain internet access. I felt panic rising. I felt angry. I felt cheated. I felt sorrow. I called my husband on the phone. And I didn't bargain, but I was definitely begging. Isn't there anything you can do? Can't you contact Comcast? Maybe it's a Comcast issue. It's probably a Comcast issue. Is there anything else I can do from home? What can I do? And finally, with all sorts of sensations rushing through my body, I said goodbye. My chest had grown tight. My shoulders tense. My breath short and shallow. I sighed. This is grief. I am grieving for the death of a desire unfulfilled. I'm grieving for something I cannot control. I'm grieving for internet connection. Now, for me, internet access is a route to human connection. It's how I connect with all of you. It's a tool for gathering information. It's how I receive and send email. It's one important pathway I've come to rely on to feel part of community. I really was grieving. And when I got that, when I understood where the pain was coming from, I was then able to sit down, place my hands one on top of the other over my heart, take some deeper, slower breaths, and say to myself, it's okay. You're going to get through this. This is temporary. For now, the connection you're longing for can be found in the ability to be present, loving, attentive, compassionate, and kind to yourself. Nothing can sever this connection. Or your relationship with divinity flowing through all that is. These relationships are available whenever we pause, slow down, take a deep breath, connect to what is true in the present moment. Now, this all may seem a bit dramatic and frankly kind of silly to get so upset about losing internet connection. But when the mind becomes anxious, it sends very real messages to the brain and nervous system, causing a chain of biochemical and physical events to occur. That's why my breath was shortened and shallow. It's why my body felt tight. So before I pressed the pause button by placing my hands over my heart, it felt like a much bigger deal than it actually was. I couldn't fix the internet problem, but I could offer a gentle hug, even a few encouraging words as I would to a beloved. I could do this for myself, for I too deserve kindness and compassion. This gentle gesture of hands on heart stimulates the release of oxytocin, the love hormone that a mother feels when nursing a baby. This is likely what you feel when safe in the embrace of a loved one, as well as in the giving of a hug. And while the gesture alone is healing, accompanied by a memory of a particular moment when you felt safe, cared for, increases the power of the touch. In your own life, perhaps something didn't go the way you planned today. Think of something small to practice with, like the internet not cooperating, or a rogue red sock that ended up in the whites in the washing machine. A disappointment that in the moment felt like a much bigger deal than it actually was. Close your eyes. Take one hand and place it over your heart. Now place the other hand on top of the first so that you're hugging yourself. Breathe into and out of your heart center. Call to mind a moment in time when you felt completely cherished and safe. Notice your breath. Has it changed in any way? What about the muscles and skin on your face, your forehead, eyes, jaw? What do you notice? Sitting this way, hands on heart, some of us may feel tingling sensations in our bodies. Some may not, and that's fine. Just observe what's true for you. Now, in your mind, or aloud if you choose, softly offer some comforting, encouraging words like, "It's okay, honey." Sit this way with your hands over your heart. Stay attentive to your breath flowing in and out of your heart center. When you're aware that your mind has wandered, with the very same kindness, say it to yourself again, "It's okay, honey. It's okay." And return to your breath, to the present moment. Feel free to rest your hands on your lap if they become tired, and then lift them to your heart periodically throughout the practice, if that's comfortable for you. I'll ring a chime at the end of our practice to bring it to a close as we enter the rest of our day. When unexpected things happen in your life, startle you. When you're aware of anxiety rising in your body and mind, press the pause button. Place your hands on your heart, one on top of the other. Give yourself a gentle hug. Breathe through the center, in and out, slowly. Lovingly offer encouragement and kindness to yourself as you would anyone else who was fretting in your presence. It's okay, honey. You'll get through this. These feelings are temporary. In this breath, you are safe. You are loved. You are so deeply, deeply loved. I'm Laura Hegfield, creator and guide of The Healing Womb, a meditation podcast offering from my heart to yours. If you found this practice to be helpful, please tap into your own generous heart and support The Healing Womb with a small financial contribution. There are PayPal donation buttons located on the blog page where you clicked the link for this podcast. Thank you.